Alan Corduna comments on his experience of preparing and reading Kafka's The Castle.
I'd read The Trial many years ago, and I'd also read Metamorphosis, but I really wasn't more familiar than that with Kafka. I always associated him with someone that was incredibly complicated. My perceptions have changed insofar as that before reading The Castle, I have had an opinion in my head that it was monolithic in some way and rather impersonal, and a man against the machine, so to speak. But now I feel that the novel is incredibly personal. It's emotional too, and it has a wry kind of ironic sense of both hope and hopelessness, which is very touching. I suppose because of reading him out loud, you actually become aware of the resonance, personal and human, that he has. I don't think there were any differences at all in my approach to this, because I've read all sorts of different authors, and the one thing I try not to do, particularly in cases where I don't know the book in the first place, is to prejudge what on earth the book is about. So I tried with this to keep a very open mind about how it took me as a, you know, as an emotional being. And I found that my perception of Kafka changed quite considerably while I was reading the book. But I don't think I actually prepared for it in any different way. I just tried to make sense of the people, because the people and their characteristics, their character, like in any book really, are what makes it all live. I found the whole thing much more pleasurable than I had feared it might be, because I thought initially, oh God, I'm having to read The Castle. This is going to be really, really, really hard work. Well, it is hard work, but it is also incredibly pleasurable, because the wit in Kafka I'd never really noticed before, and this extraordinarily mad, surreal world into which he introduces you, and the idea that you are somehow caught in a spider's web, but it's not just violent, it's haunting, mocking, I don't know, it's smiling as well. There's a sort of ironic smile in Kafka's voice the whole time. There's a kind of satirical, well, clearly satirical, but a much gentler sort of satire about a human being caught in his own madness, if you like. There is a great sense of the surreal, and Alice in Wonderland is definitely a case in point. There are wonderful sections where the whole idea of the castle, but no one's ever been up there, the corridors of power, well, the corridors in the back of the inn, where the walls don't come up to the ceiling, and where people are lifted up over them, and the trolley being pushed backwards and forwards. It's all very much like a surrealist. And in fact, I was talking with Roy Macmillan earlier about how it echoed, I don't know, people like Dali and Picasso, he suggested as well. And I think it does, in literary terms. He's a real surrealist.
The Castle by Franz Kafka. Translated by David Whiting. Read by Alan Corduna. Chapter 1. It was late in the evening when Carr arrived. The village was deep in snow. Nothing could be seen of the castle hill. It was surrounded by fog and darkness. There was not even the faintest ray of light to indicate where the large castle was. For a long time, Carr stood on the wooden bridge that led from the country road to the village, looking up into the apparent void. Then he went to look for a bed for the night. People were still awake at the inn. The landlord had no rooms to let. However, extremely surprised and confused as he was by this late arrival, he was ready to let Carr sleep on a palliasse in the parlour. Carr was happy to do so. Some peasants were still drinking their beer, but feeling no desire to talk to anyone, he fetched the palliasse from the attic himself and lay down near the stove. It was warm. The peasants said nothing. He wearily scrutinized them for a bit longer, then fell asleep. Shortly after that, though, he was woken up. A young man with an actor's face, close-set eyes and full eyebrows, who was dressed in city clothes, was standing beside him with the landlord. The peasants were still there too. Some had turned their chairs round in order to hear and see better. The young man apologized very politely for having woken Carr up.
introduced himself as the son of the castle steward, and then said, "This village is owned by the castle. Anyone who lives or spends the night here is, so to speak, spending the night at the castle. No one is allowed to do that without a permit from the Count. You do not have such a permit, though, or at least have not produced it."